Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady.
All right.
And my partner, J2. What's up, J2?
What it do?
How you doing?
Already. Man, I'm doing great, man. It's so much we got to talk about. It's so much.
What you want to talk about?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you what's going on in Dallas. You know somebody, a female, escaped from the Dallas police, being transported from Missouri, and escaped from the police at the DFW airport.
What? How'd that happen?
Yeah. How do you miss a whole person?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. And she escaped.
They're not paying attention or something, huh?
I don't know what. Sit down, and I'm going to the restroom, and then the person walk off.
Well, they wasn't doing their job.
They wasn't doing
their
job. Man.
They wasn't doing their job. Hey, you know what?
Okay.
John, J2,
yes,
have you been following, black entertainment news?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been watching that stuff about Benzino?
Benzino
from Love and Hip Hop? Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, Benzino, I don't know how to explain this. A couple of weeks ago, he was arrested at a Red Roof Inn with some guy, right?
What are you doing at the Red Roof Inn with a guy?
Exactly. Cock-a-doodle-doo. So then, Monday, remember Althea, the girl that he married? Well, he popped up on Althea, right? And they called the police on him. So then he punched the guy's truck. So he got
arrested. What is Benzino on? Is he on crack?
I don't know. But then the next day, there was this video of him being outed by this transgender named Shauna. Shauna Brooks, something like that. Yes.
Wow.
You hear Benzino talking about my father wouldn't understand, and I do this the whole era. So I'm like, oh, my God. What
is he going on? Is he doing an Eddie Murphy?
Boy, don't stop now. Now, you know better than that. You know better than that. I know nothing about that. Nothing. Nothing. And then Britney Spears is pregnant. As soon as her conservatorship was up, she's pregnant. Now she's pregnant on her third child.
Look. Britney Spears says, I freeze now.
Oops, I did it again. I don't know the song. Give it to me one more time. I don't know the song.
Oh, you is crazy. You. Wow.
And then,
wait a minute.
Because I ain't got nothing to do but just look at stuff and read about it. J-Lo's engaged.
Well, okay. J-Lo is engaged back with Ben Affleck. Okay.
Yes.
So she's back with Ben Affleck.
I think she's just addicted to being married. I think she's addicted to that. It's not going to last, but I just think she's addicted to being married.
Why you say it's not going to last? Big mouth.
I know.
Why
I should
you
say that? I don't know. It just came out of my mouth.
Well, she said P. Diddy for everything that he had. So, you know, yeah, she had the Perfume and did a couple of records with P. Diddy. Then she went to Ben Affleck. What she do with Ben?
Well, I don't know. She left.
She didn't know. Basically, he left Ben. Ben has been.
Sorry, Josh. I was reading something. I apologize to you. I was in the middle of looking at something. But,
You know.
So listen, I'm excited because it's a fam thing.
It's a
family
affair.
I don't know why I feel like singing, and I know I can't. It's a family affair. Well, tonight, we've got some people that have been in our lives forever, like real time.
Right.
So we've got the infamous Miss Vita Loca of Radio
Man.
One. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
Vita Loca
wow.
with us tonight. I'm so excited. She's, I just can't wait
wow.
for that one.
Oh, wow.
Then we've got Juju from Fam Life.
Guru Fam Life.
Marketing. Oh, yes. We got Fam Life in the house. I just feel pleasure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm so honored okay. that they're coming. And then we've got Jacob Blake. Senior.
Okay, now let's
Activist
get it. Let's
Jacob
get
Blake
it.
Senior on. The, yep. So tonight's
that's
gonna be fun.
Story, right?
I think
that's a big story,
fun.
Right?
That, what'd
that's
you say?
Right. That's right. That's
what'd
a big story,
say?
Right?
What is a
with,
big story?
Mr. Blake.
Hey,
Mr. Blake.
A big story.
He got Shoot. Something to say.
He got something to say. He got something
that's
to say. Right. So J2, I am going to just break off for a minute. We're going to hit a commercial,
okay.
and then we're going to bring Vita Loca back, and I'm just excited.
Oh, my goodness.
All
I
right.
am so excited.
I mean, me too. That, I mean.
Oh, my God. Let's
hello.
Get it.
Okay. That's enough.
Okay.
You're so stupid.
Today's podcast is brought to you by iCandy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal is to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. iCandy Hair Studio. That's Benicia. Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge. Lady Barber, I see you out there.
J2, welcome
Big
back,
mouth.
Everybody. What's up? How you doing?
What it do?
So, I'm like really excited because how do you interview an interviewer? Like, how do you
right.
do that? I don't know.
Oh,
I just
God.
Can't wait. I know it. Now, I used to say
Rick,
that we
how do you
were
interview somebody that worked with Ricky Smiley?
For real.
Yeah.
And then some, okay?
Righteous.
Oh, I can't wait to catch up with her and stuff. And you know what I used to say back in the day when we were on Southern Video Vibe? I used to say, I'm going to calm before the storm. So I'm excited to introduce
right.
tonight Vita Loca, Radio
on.
One. Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello. Okay, so I don't know how to work this thing. You know I'm not that grizzly. Hold on a second, y'all.
Well, let's keep going.
I can't believe I don't have it right.
Morning,
97.9
to me.
Oh. Beta, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. You know, I'm learning how to work this switchboard, girl. That's something I never learned, but I'm learning it now. Welcome over
there.
That's what's up. It's the Vita Loca herself. Representing
Mrs. Vita Loca.
Hey, Carla.
Beta.
Hey, J2.
What's been going on, babe?
You say what's been going on?
Yes, girl. You got
okay, so
much
first
going
of all,
on. I mean, from the radio station to philanthropy stuff to all kinds of things are happening with you.
What?
Well, first of all, let me just say I was like on the whole show, and y'all been having a podcast for 72 hours, and y'all already got commercials. I was like, bitch, I'm jealous. I done had like 3 podcasts. We done went up to like at least 12 episodes, and bitch, ain't nobody came through with a motherfucking commercial. I said, let me find out. Like, what is this about? Okay, congratulations, though.
Thank you, Loca.
Oh, really?
Yes,
you know, we're not new to this. We true to this, Vita.
Yes, I do know that much. Yes, I do, J2. It's been a long time since we actually see everybody seen each other, right? Like years. I don't want to date us or anything like that, but damn
okay.
it.
We should have a night out.
Oh, yeah.
We
now
should.
You think of it when I'm gone, when I'm in Chicago.
Yeah. J2, you live in Dallas, right? Still.
Yeah.
I'm here in the city, baby.
Oh, just make plans without me.
We're going to put you on a Southwest flight because I just found out yesterday they have layaway plans. So, bitch, I'm going to pay for your flight within 36 months. But you can come next weekend, okay? But it will take me 2 years to pay for your flight. Lay away, baby. Check them out.
Oh, man.
It is
for
not
real,
a plug or commercial.
Tickets, lay away. That's good to know.
Yes, it's not a plug or commercial. That is the honest truth. Yes, that's the honest truth.
Right.
But, yeah, I miss you, boo-boo. Miss you a lot.
So, Vita, what's going on, girl? I miss you. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
How's the weight loss thing going? How's that weight loss
girl,
thing going?
So what are the guidelines to cussing on the show and saying things? Like, I could say, okay, well, you know, when you get new dick, you like to eat a lot, okay? I got some new dick in my life, and now every word is, baby, what you want to eat? Baby, what you want to eat? Baby, what you want to eat? Like, oh, my God. So I lost a little bit of weight, and now I gained the weight back because I can't stay out the goddamn store because I got a new dick. So here we go. So now when the newness wears off, I'll be back to getting my workout on and everything. I'm going to try to catch this weight loss thing before the summer come back around. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to do all this stuff a summer in turtlenecks.
Well, have you been working it off? Have you been working it off since you got some new
weight? Well,
yeah,
but
we work it off.
You work it out every day.
Yes, and then we work it out, and then we put it back on. Like, I got a turkey leg waiting for me right now. But that's after.
Is that for breakfast?
That's after, okay? I got a turkey leg. Like, baby, you ride that thing, and you going to get this turkey leg, and it's going to be good. So it's like a reward system. I'm getting through it, though. But, you know, I'm happy with my weight, first of all. I'm happy the way I look in the mirror, no matter what it looks like. I'm happy with myself. So there's that.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. As long as you're happy with yourself.
Yeah, but I do like to be a skinny bitch in the summer and then a chubby, a BBW in the spring.
You're gonna push
it
with the
cushion
in the winter.
Yeah,
and
then a
good
time
program.
I want to be a BBW in the winter, and then I want to be a skinny bitch in the summer.
That's how
you know what? That's an oxymoron.
Well, that's what
I
want.
Oxymoron.
That's what I want. What do you prefer, J2? What is your preference?
Well, give me some of that, because I'm trying to gain weight.
Don't get me in trouble, because I like them all.
I do. I like big boys.
White, black, red, yellow, but you can be purple. You can be from outer space. I still love you.
Father always said, Yak ain't got no face.
Yak
ain't got no face.
Yeah. Is your dad called the vagina Yak?
Yeah, he did. Look, he did.
I can't help it.
So one time, my dad in our upstairs restroom, I was taking a shower and he bust in, right? So I ran out and I'm like, Mom, Dad's in the bathroom with me. So he runs out and stands at the top of the stairwell and his little dinkle was hanging out. He says, where are you going to? Ask your mother what she said when she first saw it. She said, oh, Jesus. And he always calls his little dinkle baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm glad.
That's why your mama was with him. That's why your mama was with him.
I don't know why.
That's either a childhood memory or a childhood scar.
Exactly.
I'm going to lean towards scar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to lean into that one.
I'm just so excited that you're here and that I'm talking to you. I don't know how to interview an interviewer. I don't know. And because you've got so much going on in your life, such great things that are going on. And I'm very proud of you and what has become your career, the making of your career. I'm very proud of you. And, you know, I just had to say that.
Jesus. You got the sound effects on everything. I'm so jealous. What do you want to ask me? Go ahead.
I got a question. How was your relationship with Ricky Smiley before you got to the morning show? How was your relationship?
Before I came on to the morning show?
Yeah.
Or during
when
the morning
show? You working with him, and then you
when I was
you
on his morning show, right?
Right,
I've always had a really good relationship with Ricky. So it really doesn't matter what you say. Like, I'm probably one of the only women that ever worked with him and didn't get fired. Like, there's a list of women that you got to go, and 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 you got to go.
You're fired. And it wasn't
that I got fired, but when I was working with Ricky on his morning show in Dallas, they had plans on moving to Atlanta, you know, they had a vision like, okay, we're going to do Dallas, and then, you know, Ricky's vision was to get syndicated, and when they would get syndicated, they would move to Atlanta.
Right.
And so I was part of the big show here, and I think because he did so well here in Dallas is why they decided to syndicate him. And I remember I was doing nights. I had just got pregnant. I had just had Dylan. I got pregnant. Yeah, I was part-time, first of all. I was part-time, weekends, overnight. Then I split.
To get up in there, and that's what she did. And I'm so proud of that.
Yeah. I slipped, I tripped, and I fell on a dick, right? So after that, I got pregnant. So then I came to work, and I'll never forget, I love John Candelaria. You know, he's an amazing person in PD.
Right.
And so when I came to him, I was like, yo, John, I'm pregnant. And he was like, well, you're going to need insurance. I'm like, duh. So he said, I'm going to make you full-time. He said, I'm going to make you full-time because you're going to need insurance. So that Headcrack had left his night show with Keynote and Super K. And then he was with Ricky. So he was like, I'm going to put you on there with the night crew. Okay, cool. So it was Super K, Keynote, and Vita.
Okay.
And then I was just there with them for a while, and that's when Ricky fired somebody on his show. Oh, no, no, no. Actually, I came on before she got fired. So I came, they were like, Vita, we want you to do a hip-hop segment on the morning show. And I was like, what? Okay. So I was like,
you know, that's
so funny. Yeah, that was right on my alley. So I get there and I'm like, yes. So I was in like maybe 2 weeks doing my segment. And they came to me and they was like, Ricky just fired the traffic girl. So now you got to do traffic. And I was like, traffic? I started crying. Like,
no, you didn't.
Dogs, like, tears. Oh, yes, tears.
Why?
Were wailing. I mean, because I'm not the traffic lady, okay? I'm not Alicia Spieth. I don't know shit about traffic. I'm not traffic lady. And
but
so
it was a
like,
way to get in to where you want to go even further, right?
You don't know that when they tell you to do traffic. All you know is you're not
going
to do traffic.
You
traffic. And I got more.
I can
I
see
her
now. And the 55 is backed up down the road.
I was crying. Like, and Ricky was like, Vita, calm down. Because he had to bring me in a room. You know, he brought me in a room by myself. It's just me and him. And he's like, breathe, Vita, breathe. It's going to be okay. Like you can do this. You
hyperventilating.
Like, do this, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm doing that ugly cry. I'm a traffic lady. I have
no
more
to
say. Not
with the snot rolling down the face.
I can't end with traffic. I don't want to, you know. So he says, Vita. He's like, Vita, just do it. Just do it. Like, make it your own. Make it your own. I'm giving you, you know, the full freedom, full reins. Do what you want to do with traffic. And so I was like, okay. I just started thinking hard. I just started thinking hard and hard and hard. And once I got it down, like, it's a lot of work for traffic, a lot of reading, a lot of sponsors, a lot of finding shit, a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of responsibility. So once I got into the groove, I started making jokes. Like, I would be like, oh, no, there's two dogs stuck on Highway 75. Bring some water so you can throw it on them. You got, like, a 10-minute backup. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, there's a big rock on Highway 45, but it's not cracked, so don't stop. Keep moving. You can't sell it or smoke it.
Right.
It's a real rock, you know? And so I would just say, you know, I made it my own, like you told me to do. And so I think, and I really do believe that it was a big part of his show. Because while all the shows are similar to each other, you know, you want to laugh with everybody, you got your different segments, but I was making traffic funny. And, you know, all the other people were just doing fucking traffic, and I'm trying my hardest to bring my personality out and make people laugh. During traffic. So I think that played a major role on the show. And then, you know, a couple years down the line, and mind you, Ricky's grandfather, rest his soul, he used to babysit Dylan because sometimes I couldn't find, you know.
Oh, no.
I live right by the radio station, right? And my mother would watch Dylan for me. So my mother lived 20 minutes away. So I would have to get up at 2 o'clock.
To grandmother's house?
We go. I would have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd get up. I'd get Dylan ready, drive him to my mother's house, and then drive back to be to work by 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
Wow.
So
in the morning.
And this is all in the morning. This is me getting up, getting Dylan, driving 20 minutes, driving 20 minutes back. That's 40 minutes on the road before I even get to work. So some days I didn't make it. Like, okay, I just don't want to do it. So whenever Ricky's grandfather would come in, I would bring Dylan, and he would watch Dylan for me. We would eat dinners at Ricky's house. You know, we were family, and they already had this plan. So Ebony that was on his show, the plan was for Ebony was already in a contract, right? So she was already in a contract in Birmingham, Alabama. And Ricky had told her when her contract is up, she could join his show. And so, and he honored that. So when her contract was up, it was time for them to go to, almost time for them to go to Atlanta. But she came here, right? She came to Dallas first. And it was just no more room for me. Because you already had Sister Sandra, you know. And then, you know, Ebony was on there. And by that time, they were like, well, you know, Vita, you could just produce the show. Because Ricky didn't want too many women on the show, right? So he was like, well, okay, you can produce the show. And John Candelaria, again, you know, one of the greatest to ever be in my corner, was like, nah, you're bigger than a producer. You got a voice. So he gave me the afternoon slot. And then that led to everything.
So, yeah. Vita,
then,
I was going to ask you, who do you, out of all the people that you've interviewed, who do you favor the most? Or what it stands in your mind the most, person?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I really enjoyed interviewing Michelle Obama.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Mrs. Obama?
Yeah, when Barack was running, our President Barack was running for his first term, you know, they were going hardcore.
I was in the Navy. I couldn't even vote. I was in the Navy.
Yeah,
I couldn't even vote.
They were going, you can't vote in the Navy, in the armed forces?
No, I was
you
in
can't?
Boot camp. They didn't let us vote during boot camp.
And
oh, I was so mad.
Wow.
Thank God.
I was
like, I want to vote for my nigga.
If Barack did not win, I would have blamed your black ass. I would have been like, fuck
that.
That J2's
vote
could have made it happen. I would have been so pissed off. But, yeah,
right.
Michelle Obama was, like, one of my favorite interviews just because it was Michelle Obama and she was so sweet, so personable.
I'm sure that was dynamic.
Mm-hmm. She was definitely high up there on the list.
Well,
I
got somebody else high on the list that was going to join us, and we would love for you to stay here and continue to, you know, to chill with us and tell us know what's up. A gentleman that you've known forever and has been a great friend with forever, and I've known for a while, and I've loved him all the time I've known him, who I met him through you. We are bringing in the marketing guru. Now, y'all don't mess with me because I may bring the wrong person in. So, Juju with Fam Life. Let me see. Hopefully, I'm doing the right thing right now. Hold on, y'all.
Okay, we're going to work it out.
I'm trying to. See, Vita, that's one thing I ain't getting right. It's how to work this doggone thing.
You sound like that old couple. Is this thing on?
Is it there? We willy winky? Well, wait a minute. While I'm figuring this out, you guys, and I know, Vita, you've already said, where's it coming from? We're going to break to a commercial real quick.
Today's podcast was brought to you by iCandy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. That's Manisha.
And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. If you want to get your hair cut, stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber? I see you out there. All right, y'all. Welcome back. That's what's up. Big Mouth, J2, and the infamous Vita Loca. Now, I still have not figured this out. Now, I don't know if... Okay, I just figured it out. I know I'm slow.
I believe I'm bringing in the...
We're going to welcome Juju, if I have this correct, y'all, from Fam Life. So, here we go. Juju.
Yo.
That you, Juju?
Man, I've been on the phone for about 20 minutes listening to y'all.
I am so sorry. You know, I'm stuck on stupid, and I'm still trying to figure out how to work this stuff. So welcome to That's What's Up, Juju. We got Vita's on with us, too, and we're just welcome to – oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Welcome aboard. How you doing,
hey,
Ju?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Man, we're
doing
all
right.
Chilling. Vita,
chilling.
What's up?
Vita.
What's up, Ju? What's up? I put myself on this for a second so Carla could get herself together.
So you know this is a fam thing. It's a fam. It's a family affair. So, Juju, quickly let my listeners know just a little bit about you and what brought you from California to Texas, all that stuff.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, you want me to start from the beginning or you want me to just get right to it?
Well, what made you come from leave L.A. to come out here?
I was in Oakland one day. Hey, y'all, this is a true story. I was in Oakland one day. And I got invited to Fort Worth, and I came out here. I stayed out here for about a week. I went back, and I went out there for about – I went back to Oakland for about a month. I woke up one day and said, man, come on, let's go to Texas. And we came to Texas. That was in 95. Been here ever since. I went back in 97. I called myself going back. I went in 97, came back in the end of 97. So I've been back – I've been in Texas ever since. But
and
I just woke up one morning and I wanted to do a different thing.
Have you always been in the entertainment game, in the restaurant game? I mean, what?
Nah, what I did
like
was.
You branched off into so many different things.
Right.
Yeah. So when I went to Fort Worth, I went out there, got tapped into a couple of dudes out there. I had an ice cream truck. So, you know, we were running the ice cream truck every day.
Huh?
I did that for like 3 years. And then 98, 99, Quinn Black. Huh?
Well, V Luck, you on ice cream? You was doing the Master P in Texas.
You're so silly.
In '99, I get a call from Too Short, him and PO, which is his bodyguard. They were together in South Dallas. They're like, hey, man, we need you to come out here right quick. So I shoot out to Dallas. I jump on 30, and he introduced me to Quinn Black. So that was Quinn Black before he came out with Shake Them Haters, right? So I started messing with Quinn Black.
What?
Can you hear me?
You know what, J2? I'm going to start using you as my sound effects. I got you.
Well, look.
See, I'm just messing
you know,
with
Quinn Black is from my neighborhood. Quinn Black is from my neighborhood.
Is he?
That's crazy. Yeah. That's why I was like, what?
What? All right,
I meet Quinn Black, right? Quinn Black doing Shake Them Haters Off. So he was like, Ju, come on, man. I need you up in my video. So in Shake Them Haters Off, I'm the one that was in the pool throwing the money everywhere with all the females.
Okay.
And I became one of the road managers. Me and Chris, we stayed on the road. Everywhere Black went, we went. So that's what made me start messing with the music game. And then in 2000, I said, let me start my own label. I went and grabbed Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash was my first artist up on the fam line. I grabbed Johnny Cash. And then after I grabbed Johnny Cash, I ended up grabbing J.R. Patton. So I was running with J.R. Patton, Johnny Cash. Then I went to Fort Worth. I met Mike Fresh. So when I met Mike Fresh, he came aboard. And he brought in Lil Ronnie Mother L. So when Lil Ronnie Mother L come in, I got Johnny Cash, J.R. Patton, Mike Fresh, and Lil Ronnie. So that's when that's the little dream. That's what we started at.
Were the restaurants going on at this time?
The restaurant came right after that. I went and grabbed the restaurant right after I grabbed Lil Ronnie.
So you had a restaurant in Dallas and in Houston?
No, I had the restaurant in Houston. Like, that's how I was, you know, running through the label. I was going to Houston, and I was grabbing all the artists, Slim Thug, Lil Kiki, Flip. Everybody was coming through there, 40. Everybody was Keisha Cole.
Right.
Everybody was coming through the restaurant. So what I was doing was I was trying to work the restaurant through the label. Like, I was getting everybody info. You know, I was cool with everybody. I was running Johnny Cash through everybody. Y'all remember when they did the Ozone out there in Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure
yeah,
enough.
I'm the one that did the barbecue for the Ozone.
Yeah, I'll probably
you did?
Out there.
That's
TJ,
a heck of a contract.
I think TJ was over there.
Oh, dang.
Y'all remember TJ, right?
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah. TJ brought me in and he cast me out, and I did the whole barbecue thing out there in Houston. But yeah, I'm just doing 7 years, and then I met a lot of people.
So okay, so we go through the music industry, but now you got basketball. Where did that come from?
So when I do the club, when I do the barbecue, I left there, came back to Dallas, and that's when I got the club M5. Me and Corey from Clout Records.
Uh-huh.
And that's when Vita was coming over doing Wednesday nights. She was doing Wednesday nights.
Yeah, I remember that.
Vita.
Vita,
yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's talking about,
Wednesday
yeah.
Let me tell y'all how I met Vita, right?
I know the Facebook.
All right, so check this out, y'all. So Vita was on the air one time. And Beak was on the air. And I think Vita had been down here late. Huh?
Can
y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Vita was on the air with Big Bink. And Bink was on the radio, kept saying, fam, fam, fam. But we were thinking Bink was saying fam life, right? So we called Bink up on the radio. I'm like, hey, bro, quit using that word fam life. And he kept using it, right? So I said, okay, we just going to pull up on whoever that guy is. We're going to pull up on him. So Bink was over at the club off of Pacific, downtown. Now we pull up on Bink. We finna talk to him. Vita like, wait a minute, hold on, wait, hold. From that day until right now today, man, Vita became brother and sister. Ain't nothing came between us. Ain't nothing stopped her. I'm always there
ain't
for
no
her. She's always there for me.
Us now.
Y'all gonna run up on Bing like that, man? Why you gonna run up on my boy like that, man?
Hey, I didn't know who he was. Hey, me and Bing like brother right now at that.
Already.
I didn't know who Bing was.
Okay, so we've got basketball and then
basketball is the last thing that I'm doing now. Club, and, you know, I brought in all the artists. I brought in shit. Lil Wayne, BG, I brought that. Everybody that was Dro, everybody that was out there doing their thing, Jim Jones, I brought everybody to that club. I'm talking about every weekend, every other week, two or three times a week, the city was locked down.
Wow. You was doing big things, bro.
Awesome, bro.
You was doing big things. So
awesome.
Then, okay, I keep asking this, but where did the basketball come from?
What? The basketball came from, you know how when you be dealing with artists, you know, everybody want to, you know, move on, do something big in life, or they think they want to do something big in life. So, you know, a situation came, and I was just like, hey, y'all. I want to go left. Y'all want to go right? I want to go left. I don't want no problems or nothing. So, you know, this is what I'm finna start doing. So I started a team. And, you know, me and Lil Ronnie had a conflict about it because Ronnie felt like the team should have been called Lil Ronnie Mother F. And I'm telling him the team will be called Fam Life. So, you know, we talked about it. We went through what we went through. He was like, okay, cool. So after that, you know, we started having other little issues. So I was just like, hey, man, everybody can go left, and I'm going right, and I don't want to deal with music no more. I want to deal with kids. I always wanted to deal with kids to keep the positive energy, to help the kids, especially the ones that's out there that need help, right?
Right.
So
right.
I went ahead, started a basketball league. I had one team. One team turned to 10 teams. And what we did, we just traveled around the world. I had Dylan. I had Bebe Kids. I had Lil Will, T-Cat.
You already know how it is.
I mean, everybody kids in the city came to play with us.
Right.
So my thing was just getting
like
all the kids.
Every time I look up, y'all winning a championship. They're doing
it. Yeah, we won a lot of
them,
a whole lot.
That's good.
That's good to know that, you know, you wanted to be positive with kids and, you know, show them a different way of life or another way of life and how things could be done. And that's a great thing.
Vita came up me with a new name behind that.
What is it?
My name Dion.
Oh, Vita.
What you say?
You calling Dion now, Vita?
Why would you bring? Why would you even do that, Juju? Juju, you know everybody has an alter ego. Juju's alter ego's name is Dion, just straight Dion. Yeah, and he has a whole lot.
Dion. Oh,
yeah, Dion got a whole lot.
I am enjoying the chat that we are having.
The ladies at the club?
What'd you say, J2?
Is that the name you get at ladies at the club, Juju?
Yes.
Not really.
No, but
if
yeah.
If I did, that wouldn't even, man, it wouldn't even be no secret.
He said his name is Juju, but he lives another life as Dion.
Dion.
Dion. With the emphasis, hold on, with the emphasis
D.
on the capital D. The emphasis on the capital D. Large
I'm
D.
Dion.
Dion.
You got me, Vita.
Oh, well, you guys, listen, I am going to bring in another person who is fam to me and has been all my life, and it is the well-known Jacob Blake Sr., the activist Jacob Blake Sr., and I hope this is the right person. Jacob!
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
Hey.
Welcome up. What's
What's up, big dog?
Juju with Fam Life. We all on here. Welcome aboard. How you doing tonight?
Hey, y'all got me over here dying. Dion has got me dying.
Dion.
Hey, it's a long story behind that name.
Yeah.
I'm over here, man.
Lord.
I can't stop laughing, man.
Man.
Yeah.
So, Jacob, what's been going on, bro? Nice to talk to you, baby.
First of all, y'all don't really, when she say I've known her my whole life, I mean my entire life. Her father.
Right.
When my father passed away, her father stepped in telling me what I should do and what I shouldn't do. Right now, y'all, we dealing with so many families across the United States. Families United is an organization that myself and Bianca Austin, the aunt of Breonna Taylor, have founded.
Right.
A nonprofit to support families that have been through police brutality. So we've been literally from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean to the Midwest. We've been everywhere. We've there's thousands of families that have been affected. And I don't think people understand that these police are killing us at a higher rate than people have become almost like they don't even pay attention to it. That young man that was just killed in Grand Rapids, Michigan, it was a simple stop. He didn't have any warrants. He didn't have any felonies, not even on the spectrum of the police having any notice about him. and they shot him in the back of the head and killed him.
Wow.
So what legislation have you guys been working towards lately?
We're trying to make the no-knock warrant national. We've been able to set it up in, I believe, five states. Five states have turned the no-knock warrant into official law. But we are fighting to get it federally turned into a federal law so that you cannot use these no-knock warrants across the United States.
Right.
Because that Locke young man was asleep on his couch with a gun registered to him. Yes, go ahead.
Mr. Blake, can I say something? I'm a young black man also, and I just got stopped in Euless, Texas just by walking, just by being a black man, just walking. And they wanted to arrest me or pull out a gun just because I'm walking. So Walking while black?
Walking while black.
What we've been shown, what happened on January the 6th, what we've been shown is that a riot that they do is not called a riot. So
it's a gathering.
It's a gathering, but it's a riot.
Right.
They stormed the Capitol. So,
man, come on.
We're at the point now where we've marched till my feet are numb. So if I can use that energy in a different way, look, we have to face the reality. We're in a cold civil war. That's what we're in right now.
Right.
And if we do not stand for something, we're going to fall for the rest of our lives.
Say it again.
So it comes to a point where you have to step up to the plate. And you have to be responsible for your women. I protect women and children.
That's right.
That's my duty in life. If I see one of them raise their hand at a woman or raise his gun at a woman or a child, shoot me. Because I'm not going to let you shoot them. I'm not going to let you ruin somebody else's life. You've ruined enough lives. When we say dismantle the police, we don't mean stop police. We mean stop the goddamn policing that they're doing right now.
Right.
I'm tired of going to funerals all over the fucking country because these crack, these white
people. Don't defeat the police, man.
They think that they can take our lives and laugh in our face. Man, we work too goddamn hard. My father, 58 years ago, got his ass whooped on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And I'm still walking across that same motherfucking bridge? No, there's other bridges that we must cross. There's other things that I don't give a damn if we got a black vice president. Hell, we had a black president.
Right.
Hell, we're not even considered to be an important part. They gave the ACES a protective act. We've been getting our asses handed us for over 407 goddamn years, and nobody's given us a protective nothing.
Nothing.
So, Jacob, if someone was interested and wanted to know how to get in touch with you or become a part of your organization, what would you tell them to go to?
We are Families United on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Jacob Blake number 9 on Instagram. I'm Jacob Blake on
And for everyone that doesn't know, Jacob Blake Sr. is the father of Jacob Blake Jr., who was shot, 2 years ago in Wisconsin by a police officer.
7 times in his back. He was shot 7 times in his back. He wasn't charged with a crime. So you're telling me you just shot my goddamn son 7 times for no motherfucking excuse me, y'all. Yeah. For no reason. They shot
my
son 7 times.
We got the
brother. For no reason.
Yep.
Is that one word, Jacob Blake? I'm posting right now. Jacob Blake.
Jacob Blake, number 9. Yes, on
Jacob
Instagram.
Blake, number 9.
Well, I know one thing, y'all. I have enjoyed chit-chatting with everybody today. Vida Loca, if people want to find out where you are and see what you're talking about, what you're doing, when you get back on your Get Fine program, because you're over there eating that turkey leg right now. I know you.
Uh-huh.
Girl. How would people get in touch with you? You there, Loke?
Yeah. You can get in touch with me by going outside at night, pulling down your pants, and mooning the moon. It's like a bat signal.
So
and I promise you, the imprint will hit the moon, and I'll see it, and I'll come a-running.
You see the moon, John?
Vida.
I smell it.
Vida.
I smell it.
Vida, you were driving. You still crazy.
What did you?
Vida.
Yes.
We're not going to go there. We're not going to do this.
Stand it.
Okay. Let's smoke signal. All you got to do is follow me. Follow me at Vida Loca on all platforms. VedaLoca.
Okay,
Juju.
How
do we get a hold of you, Juju?
Yes, Mr. Juju.
Y'all can hit me on Facebook at FamLife_Ju, J-U. And y'all can hit me on FamLife Basketball, Inc. FamLife Basketball, one word, I-N-C. Then FamLife 700 on Instagram, and Twitter is FamLife 700. And Snapchat, FamLife 700.
All right. I am so thankful. Thank you guys so much for taking time out to chit-chat with
us. Can I say one more thing, sis?
You sure can.
Hey, look, y'all pray for us, man, because coming back from Minnesota, me and Bianca Austin leaving Dante Wright year angelversary in Minneapolis. We hit 3 deer in Wisconsin and tore my tire up. I didn't tell my sister, because I know she wouldn't do nothing but worry. But we were okay, but the car is pretty mangled. But I just, y'all keep us in your prayers.
Oh, my
Lord,
God, yeah.
Bless them right now, Lord. Bless them right now,
okay,
Lord.
For real. Reverend, what you got to say about that?
Bless them in the name right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, just bless them and give them peace and solitude, Lord God, that they still here today to continue your blessing, to continue your word in his name. Amen.
Amen. Well, y'all, thank you so much. And, you know, we're still working on this. We're still trying to figure things out, and I appreciate you all taking this time to tell us what's up and to chit-chat with us. So, Vida, thank you. Juju, thank you. Jacob,
thank you
so much. That was a great episode. You still with me, J2? I lost J2. You know, I don't know how to work this. Wait a minute, y'all. I don't know how to work this thing. So, J2, is that you?
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm still learning.
It's okay.
Stupid.
Who else is on the line? You still on the line? Or is that Mr. Blake? Or is that Vida?
Nobody else is online. I rolled everybody off and said goodnight to them and thanked them for their time because they're busy people.
Okay.
They've got things to do. They got stuff to do.
Right, so you know what? I just appreciate
like
them.
Not like you and me. We ain't got much to do. Because when we get off the show.
No, don't say that, Big Mouth. We both got things
to do. I'm
about to go
eat some pork. I made some smothered pork chops. Mm.
You don't need no pork.
Well, I made something that resembled pork chops, and I smothered them with what was it?
Cream
of mushroom
soup. You need some pork.
Oh, and some rice. I'm gonna eat some. I need every bit of weight I could put on me. Now,
I'm gonna get it on your ass now.
I'm skinny and I'm proud of it. I may not have the biggest boobs or the biggest butt, but I am skinny and I am
proud. Big Mouth, you know everybody said love you. You know that. Everybody want to get with Big Mouth. Don't even lie.
Itty bitty. So how'd you like tonight?
Oh, man, I love the show, man. The show was awesome. It was a fam thing.
It was a fam.
It was a fam thing.
Definitely what it was. And I appreciate that. So,
man, come on, man. I'm still over here vibing right now.
Huh?
Okay, we got to call it?
No, we don't.
We ain't got no caller coming in?
No, that's the person. I rolled them off, but what happened was I think they didn't hang up.
Okay.
I don't know. I told you I don't know how to work this thing. Shit.
We're going to take our time. We're going to take our time.
Now what do you
see? Okay, what we got?
I did it.
What we got?
Dun, dun, dun. I just, you know, I'm stuck on stupid. I am stuck on stupid because stupid stuck on me. I want to give a shout out real quick, though.
Okay.
I watch Choke No Joke. I follow Choke No Joke, like, faithfully. And I really do admire what he does. He used to work for Def Jam back in the day, and he was their videographer and all this stuff. But now, you know, he's got blog sites and everything and YouTube pages and everything. But I just want to give him a shout-out. And it's another one that I like that I want to give a shout-out to. And it's, what's his name? I don't know. Oh, Storm. Storm Monroe.
Come on, DJ Storm?
I know it's not DJ Storm. It's Storm Monroe, the gossip guy.
Because, you know, I used to go to club hide and all on DJ Storm.
Oh, God. You mean levitating?
All the techno people know what I'm talking about.
All right. You mean levitating?
And look, I'm not going to even go further with that. I'm just going to stop it right now. I'm going to stop.
Oh,
I'm gonna stop right now.
We didn't mention, and the Reverend can praise this again. We have Gilbert Godfrey has passed away. Comedian Gilbert Godfrey, remember him? He had that voice. I can't do the voice. And then the shooting yesterday in New York, in Brooklyn.
In New York with the man just doing some craziness. What's the world coming to? The man did a smoke bomb and then
he just finally him. He must have finally clicked. I mean, and just went left. I don't know what his problem
you
was.
You can't blame that on COVID. You cannot blame that on COVID.
No,
not
that
that's
was
a,
not
that's
because
a personal
of COVID.
Issue. That's a personal
that was
issue.
Not COVID.
That was not COVID.
No way, man.
Yep.
Oh, well,
yeah,
Josh,
man.
It was
a great show. How did you feel about the show, Carl?
I think it was good. I think I was excited about it. I think so. I was, since I'm a little levitated, you know, I was kind of slower than I would have normally been.
Okay.
But I think the show went great. I really enjoyed talking to everybody. And I keep saying this, but I appreciate everyone just taking the time out being with us. You know?
What do you mean?
All right, J2. So it looks like we're about to sign off here. Same time, same bat station as tonight.
Time.
And I will talk to you next week. And that's what's up.
That's
all right?
What's up.
That's what's up, my love. Bye, J2.
Bye, Big Mouth. Love you.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.